Hi folks, welcome to today's Coffee and Colossians. I'm on the road again and down at Fig Tree Anglican Church. So it's good to be here. It's an Anglican training thing, and you know, it's lovely to have Kanishka Raphael, the Archbishop. I would think there's maybe 150 of his workers here, and they're doing five of these. So it's just incredible how God works in his church. And that's really what we're looking at today. We're looking at this, just this simple phrase that you may have the full riches of complete understanding. Now that seems an incredibly arrogant thing to say, doesn't it? It just seems a kind of strange thing for anyone to claim to have the full riches of complete understanding. What does it mean, complete understanding? It doesn't mean that you know everything. I like this definition: an informed conviction that results from insight, the ability to distinguish the true from the false. In Isaiah 33, verse 6, he will be the sure foundations for your times, a rich store of knowledge and wisdom and of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. And that is the parable of the treasure in the field. There's a key to understanding, and that understanding is to get Christ and to know Christ. So the opposite of that, false teaching is a cancer which destroys a healthy body. False teaching causes discouragement. False teaching brings division and confusion and insecurity. True teaching brings what Paul's been speaking about: encouragement, unity, and the full riches of complete understanding, the certainty of Christ. I think it's just such a great grasp, the full riches of complete understanding. It's the perspective, it's the worldview by which we see the world. We see the world through the eyes of Christ. I was delighted yesterday to get this, Seek. Sorry, please excuse me. Seek is the follow-up to Ask. Now, one of the problems when you have a book like this, which is all these questions and I'm answering them, people think, well, you're kind of know-it-all, do you know all the answers? No, the point of the book is to say to people, all these questions that you have, there's an understanding that comes from knowing Christ, being able to go to him and knowing his word. So right now, we're in discussing about child protection and child sexual abuse and the horror of that within the church as well. How do we understand that? How do we deal with that? You know, we all have our programs, we all have our methods, and that's fine. But ultimately, the background which we are to have is that of knowing Christ and seeing the world through his eyes. And if you want to talk about children, it says Christ sees children, and anyone who causes them harm, it's about the worst thing that you could do in his eyes. Anyway, that the full riches of complete understanding, it's an amazing thought, isn't it? It really is just an amazing thought and a wonderful thing. And as I say, it's not that we know it all. It's not that we've got a simple answer for a simple solution for every problem. It's just that we get a view of the world which enables us to see everything. Was it C.S. Lewis said, I believe in God the same way, or I believe in Jesus the same way that I believe in the sun, not because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. Well, by Christ, we see everything else. That's the full riches of complete understanding. So, better head back in. Good to be with you. And this is Wednesday. So, I hope that I will see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye.